This is Today in History, April the 19th. On this day in 1775, the American Revolutionary War began with the battles of Lexington and Concord. In 1893, the Oscar Wilde play, A Woman of No Importance, opened at the Haymarket Theater in London. And on this day in 1897, the first Boston Marathon was held. Winner John D. McDermott ran the course in 2 hours, 55 minutes, and 10 seconds. In 1935, the Universal Pictures horror film Bride of Frankenstein had its world premiere in San Francisco. Also on this day in 1943, during World War II, tens of thousands of Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto began a valiant but ultimately futile battle against Nazi forces. In 1945, the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical Carousel opened on Broadway. On this day in 1966, Bobby Gibb, 23, became the first woman to run the Boston Marathon at a time when only men were allowed to participate. Gibb jumped into the middle of the pack after the sound of the starting pistol and finished in 3 hours, 21 minutes, and 40 seconds.
I loved running. Running was one of my loves. Even from an early age, from the day I could walk, I was running. And the marathon, to me, was kind of like the epitome of life. It was the courage and strength and dignity. And so something deep inside of me fell in love with this and decided that I was going to run this race.
In 1977, the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 that even severe spanking of school children by faculty members did not violate the Eighth Amendment ban against cruel and unusual punishment. On this day in 1989, 47 sailors were killed when a gun turret exploded aboard the USS Iowa in the Caribbean. Also on this day in 1993, the 51-day siege at the Branch Davidian compound near Waco, Texas, ended as fire destroyed the structure after federal agents began smashing their way in. About 80 people, including 24 children and sect leader David Koresh, were killed.
I have no reason whatsoever at this point to believe that the FBI was responsible for the deaths of the people. But I think it is important for the American people to know that we have pursued every question and pursued it as far as we humanly can to get to the truth.
Also on this day in 1995, a truck bomb destroyed the federal building in Oklahoma City, killing 168 people. Bomber Timothy McVeigh, who prosecutors said had planned the attack as revenge for the Waco siege of 2 years earlier, was convicted of federal murder charges and executed in 2001. And on this day in 1975, The Captain and Tennille hit the pop charts. Tawny Tennille and Daryl Dragon were not yet married when Love Will Keep Us Together rose up the charts to become the first of the duo's 2 number one hits. They made their arrangement legal, however, in November 1975 and went on to become the most successful husband and wife duo, notching 7 top 10 singles in the subsequent 5 years, including The Way I Want to Touch You, You Never Done It Like That, and Do That to Me One More Time. Between the titles of those hit songs, their evident fondness for each other, and their irresistible image, she with the shiny hair and perfect teeth, and he with a captain's hat that spoke of limitless nautical possibilities, the Captain and Tennille made marriage look and sound sexy. The Captain and Tennille are in rare company for managing to combine the rigors of maintaining a happy marriage with the stresses of pop stardom, which they achieved on April 19th, 1975, on this day in history.